I want to mention something to you. You know, I had a had an opportunity to got blessed actually. I got blessed. Don and I got blessed. We got blessed with a cruise. We got a cruise that we went to Cozumel and you know, Mexico, and went to the beaches and all. And, you know, Pat introduced me. You introduced me to diving.
Yes.
And it's a very quiet sport. it's hard to talk when you're underwater. And oh my goodness, you remember we went to Massachusetts? Oh my goodness. Anyway, so
almost didn't make it back.
I know. You remember that? Right. Oh my goodness. So anyway, so I'm in Mexico, and oh, it was a beautiful. Oh, I just can't, you know, right now there's difficult things happening in Mexico, and I just pray that it'll get better. But the beaches are like postcards, and, you know, outside of the guys with guns dangling.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, you know, we got there and got to, I believe it was maybe Cozumel. And, you know, they have all these guys, you know, they have normal ship events that you go to or whatever. Mm-hmm. So we didn't do that. We actually saw this guy with his beat up piece of cardboard and said, I got the better deal for you. I looked at Donna and I looked back and I'm saying, I want a better deal. And so, because I didn't want to go commercially,
right.
You know. And so I went and got stood with him. And I said, take a picture of us. I'm thinking this could be the last time you see me. Because they said, don't ever go to the other side. And so we go to this remote beach. He drives us in this beat up cab. Well, he takes us a beat up cab. I mean, it is amazing that it reminded me in the back seat of being in a police car, you know, being an officer's mind, what the back seat looks like. And that you don't want to end up in the back seat of a police car, by the way.
No, you don't.
And so they're driving this, and we're thinking, oh, you know, this could be it. And we're like, you know, don't know where we're at, you know. And there's a lot of people who speak Spanish around there.
Imagine that.
Yeah, yo no hablo es español. And so then we get there. We said, we're almost here. You know, and the car's putting along, you know. And we're coming into the place, and it has two armed guards with guns. It looks like we're going into some mafioso, you know, place. It looks like, you know, something like that's what it looked like. And then armed guards. I'm thinking, oh, my goodness. But I'm thinking, but this is so beautiful here.
I don't care.
You know, you're messing up the Garden of Eden with this stuff. And so then we get to the beach, and there was somehow some sailors found this place. I don't know how they found it, but they weren't doing well. They were having, you know, a worldly moment. And so we're walking down this little dirt road. We're there now. We're behind the armed guards. I don't know if we're on some, you know, mafia's place, or we're just in a safe place. I don't know if we're safe or whatever. Anyway, but they have diving there, and you go out for a tank or two tanks or whatever. And so I looked at Donna and I said, you know, it's my wife. I looked at her and I said, you know, I want to do this. I want to dive. I want to do this thing. And of course, Donna's not going to dive. And so I'm thinking, do I leave my wife on the beach? She's such a trooper, man. And I was thinking, you could shop. And of course, when you go shop, they actually had shells, and their money was in like a cigar boxes. And it was just like I don't know, maybe the 1700s, 1800s, you know, type feeling, you know. And so then she said, yeah, go. You know, go ahead and go dive and all that. Mm-hmm. And it was some of those beautiful water. I mean, it was just gorgeous. I can't explain how. I was just overtaken with the beauty of the coral reefs, and my dive instructor, or dive guide, could have barely even, you know, he couldn't speak good English, but I wanted to dive so bad, and so I went two tanks. I went two tanks out there. It was like diving in a postcard, and seeing octopus, and he was trying to take my hand at one time. We're underwater, and he grabbed my hand. He's trying to bring it to touch this rock thing. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm snatching my hand back. He brings my hand back over again, and finally the whole rock moves. I'm like, it's an octopus. Oh, my goodness. You know, and just had a wonderful time. But what comes to mind, though, is this other particular good deal outside the normal traditional type events that happen on cruises is they're diving with a stingrays, where you go out and dive with the stingrays. And I thought, well, that'll be cool. I'm going to like that, you know? And so I want to do that. We got on this other cardboard sign thing, you know, we're going with out there. And Donna's actually going with me this time.
Oh, wow.
Donna's going with me to this. And we get out there on this boat in the middle of I don't know where. It's beautiful water. Nobody had guns. But, you know, we're in the ocean or the Gulf. We're in the Gulf. And so he says, okay, I want everybody to get in the water. And he gave us, it was so clear, you could see, it just seems like you could see just for miles of the water underwater, and it was just white sand, and it was, oh my goodness, you know. And so then he gives us squid. You know, squid is a nasty,
all right,
you know, slimy.
It's dead squid.
Dead squid, yeah. It wasn't like calamari on your plate that was fried for ketchup.
He hands you bait.
Yeah, exactly. And so
in the ocean.
Well, hold on, we get there. And so then I get in the water, and he says, whatever you do, the stingrays will come up to you. And he just said, the stingrays. So I'm thinking, oh, wow, two or three stingrays are coming up. And they'll start trying to suck on your leg and do different things like that. You're going to want to kick them. Don't kick them because they have the stinger on the back. So I get in the water, and the water's probably about up to my shoulders, I guess, maybe a little bit lower on my shoulders. And all of a sudden, this nice, clear, white sand beach is underwater, you know, talking about the sand underwater. It just, these big, huge black spots are coming my way. They're huge, man. And they're coming from all directions. And here I am standing in the midst of Lord knows what this is,
oh,
with two
gosh.
Big hands of dripping squid.
Oh, my goodness.
It comes up and it sucks on my leg. One of them does. It's like trying to climb up your leg, like literally just trying to suck its way up your leg. And that just doesn't register right in your brain, by the way. Women are screaming, oh, my God. And he says, don't move. And I'm like,
right.
And I'm squeezing the squid because I'm nervous, and it's dripping squid juice down, getting them all excited. And so, he says, don't kick them. And I mean, it's just the first thing you do when some big thing's coming under the water with, you don't know what it is, it's sucking on your leg, you're going to kick it away, right?
Right.
And so I kicked the stew out of that thing, and it came back. It didn't sting me, thank God. And, be in a Cozumel hospital somewhere. And so then I started, you know, feeding. They would actually eat the squid, you know.
Out of your hand.
You just feed them. It's just like this one guy that took us. He had like maybe two or three teeth. I don't know, four teeth maybe. I don't know. And he picked one up and kissed it. It literally leaned it up, and he just sat there and kissed the lips. I didn't know. It looked like lips to me. Yeah. I'm talking about the stingray and I am. So, and then he kissed it. And so, and then all of a sudden they all go away. And we think, wow, what was that? And so, I'm starting to swim around under the water now. And I have, you know, some squid in my hand. Actually, I grabbed some more squid. And I'm swimming around in the Gulf, you know, fixing to find another one. And it just dawns on me. I'm a human fishing pole. I am like a fishing pole, and my hand is like a hook, and it's baited with a whole bunch of squid. And it's not only stingrays out here, you have sharks out here. And I'm swimming like a swimming fishing pole, waiting for a shark to come bite my hand off and eat me. I'm thinking, how stupid is this? This is stupid. You know, and I throw it didn't dawn on me till it dawned on me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so I throw that thing out of my hand. I'm like rubbing my hands in the water, trying to clean the bait off my hands, you know. And, you know, and it's like I didn't have a revelation that I was actually a living fishing pole and that my hand was baited like a hook, you know. But once I got the revelation, I dropped what I was doing, and I didn't do it anymore.
Right.
And that's what happens with us. Sometimes we live life like a human fishing pole, and we're doing stuff in our life that makes us like bait, and we didn't know no better. But all of a sudden, it just dawns on you. This is stupid. You know, why? Because God reveals it to you that that's wrong, you know. And so then you just stop. You find out, you know, until you knew it was sin, you didn't know it was sin, right? And then once you know it's sin, God reveals that to you. Like Jesus said to Peter, he says, flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father in heaven did. And so God will reveal things to you. So one day, be okay with like one day swimming with the stingrays, and that's a legitimate thing to happen in your life. But another day, God showed you that's kind of stupid. You don't want to do that anymore, you know?
Yeah.
And that's called repentance. And until you knew about it, you didn't know to repent. But once God tells you, once God shows you and shows you what it's about, then you can repent. Then you can say, you know, God, I understand now. I totally understand what you're talking about. Forgive me for that and begin to live your life. Don't be a human fishing pole and don't beat your hand.